Good morning, and welcome to the Wednesday, June 4th, 2025 edition of Southern Champaign County Today, serving all of Southern Champaign County. My name is Lori Talkington for the Illinois Radio Reader, and today's date is, in fact, Wednesday, June 4th, 2025. Top of the front page, we'll get a review of Memorial Day services and ceremonies around Champaign County. This article by Ann Roten. The sounds of 21-gun salutes and the playing of taps could be heard all over Champaign County as many remembered our fallen heroes on Memorial Day, and it was a beautiful morning for the Sydney American Legion Post 433 to host their 10 a.m. Memorial Day program at the Mount Hope Cemetery in Sydney. Sydney American Legion Post 433 Commander Bill Hench welcomed those in attendance, and Post Chaplain Fred Olds offered an opening prayer as his daughters, visiting for Memorial Day, looked on while taking photos. Commander Hench asked everyone to uncover, meaning to remove their hats, face the American flag, and recite the Pledge of Allegiance. He then introduced Pam Dillman, who sang our national anthem. Sydney American Legion Post Commander Bill Hench then moved on to introduce keynote speaker Pastor Jeff Stahl of the Countryside and Ogden United Methodist Churches, who gave a very inspirational and heartfelt message. Commander Hench then talked about the Civil War cannon that Sydney resident Jim Wood had restored and, at his request, had brought to the program to fire four volleys in remembrance of the four past members of the Sydney American Legion Post 433 who gave their lives in defense of the United States. The cannon volleys were fired by Sydney American Legion Post members Mike Shepherd, David Dillman, and Bill McLean, and special guest WCIA anchor reporter Brendan Morano, in honor of Sydney residents Charles Preece, Private First Class, U.S. Marine Corps, Thomas Leeper, Lieutenant, United States Army, Air Corps, Jackie McElwee, Lance Corporal, U.S. Marine Corps, and Glenn David McElroy, Lieutenant Colonel in the United States Army. The Sydney American Legion Post Auxiliary Unit 433 President Lynn Hovell laid a memorial wreath in Sydney American Legion Post Judge Advocate Susan McLean, posted an American flag on the tomb of the unknown soldier. The Sydney American Legion Post Honor Guard, consisting of David Dillman, Jerry Akers, Mel Goodman, Glenn Dillman, Susan Mantell, Danny Klein, Mike Shepherd, Bill McLean, and Captain Scott Roten, fired a 21-gun salute, followed by live taps being played by Sydney resident Joni Roy. Post 433 members Michael Schumacher and Robert Riefsteck were also in attendance at the program. Singer Pam Dillman performed a beautiful version of the Irving Berlin composed song God Bless America, asking those in attendance to sing along on the chorus. Post Commander Bill Hench concluded the program by thanking all of the people who helped and by thanking all those in attendance for coming. Your correspondence day did not end with this program, as I traveled to the Mount Hope Mausoleum in the Mount Hope Cemetery in Champaign to attend the Champaign American Legion Post 24 annual Memorial Day program at 2 p.m. Past National Commander of the Sons of the American Legion, Assistant Adjutant, Past American Legion Department of Illinois, 19th District Commander and Adjutant, and Past Champaign American Legion Post 24 Commander, J.R. Stillwell, was the Master of Ceremonies for the program and also presented General Logan's Order. American Legion Department of Illinois passed 19th District Sons of the American Legion Commander and American Legion Post 24, Sons of the American Legion Squadron 1024, past Commander Christopher Friedman was the Marshal of the Day and led the placing of the memorial wreaths. American Legion Post 24, Sons of the American Legion Squadron 24 member, Timothy Friedman, was the sergeant at arms. The invocation and benediction were offered by Father John Damascene Zilmu of St. Matthew Catholic Church in Champaign, and those in attendance were led in the recitation of the Pledge of Allegiance by Program Sergeant at Arms and American Legion Post 24, Sons of the American Legion Squadron 24 member Timothy Friedman. Those in attendance were led in singing of our national anthem by William Hannafin, following the recitation of the Pledge of Allegiance, and American Legion Department of Illinois past Champaign County Council of the American Legion Commander and past Champaign American Legion Post 24 Commander Mark Friedman presented Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. An inspiring address for the day was provided by keynote speaker, retired Army Colonel and Assistant Professor of Military Science at the U of I, ROTC, Eric Ashworth. The laying of memorial wreaths took place by Champaign American Legion Post 24 past Commander Mark Friedman, Champaign American Legion Post 24 Auxiliary 24 President Leanne Schaub, Champaign American Legion Post 24 Auxiliary Unit 24 Vice President and Membership Chair Nancy Fallon, as well as Christopher Friedman and another guest. Audience members were led in the singing of God Bless America by William Hannafin. The Champaign American Legion Post 24 Honor Guard, to include Captain Scott Roten and members Roy Hanks, Bill Fallon, Terry McFall, Norman Davis, Bob Kappas, Georgette Fisher, and Greg Gonda, provided a 21-gun salute with live taps played by Honor Guard member Tanya Carlson. Your correspondent, Ann Roten, hopes that everyone was able to attend a Memorial Day ceremony or service or to take part in the 3 p.m. National Moment of Remembrance, proclaimed by Congress, 1 minute of silence, to remember our servicemen and women who paid the ultimate price for our country, and that readers also enjoy some of the photos which are shown online in the June 4th edition of the paper. Today's paper provides an interesting rundown of the end of the legislative session in Springfield with a flurry of bills approved. More than 150 bills moved through the General Assembly in the final week of the legislative session and will make their way to the governor, including measures touching on drug approval, college admissions, and foster placements. House Bill 3637 aims to protect medical providers who prescribe drugs that were previously approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration but had their approval revoked, provided the drug is still recommended by the World Health Organization. This bill is part of a larger trend of blue states adopting shield laws, that is, legislation guaranteeing the legal backing of medical providers from federal and interstate litigation, typically over abortion medications or vaccinations. HB 3637 is sponsored by Representative Dagmara Avalar of Romeoville and has more than two dozen co-sponsors. Under the bill, if the FDA pulled its approval of a drug any time after January 1st, 2025, this year, it can't be considered adulterated as long as it's still recommended by the World Health Organization. This current administration has made it very clear that there are certain drugs that they would like to pull approval from, Avalar said. When a drug is considered adulterated, that means it's generally not normal or made to conform with good manufacturing practice, such as an FDA-approved drug. Doctors, nurses, and other medical providers can lose their licenses for providing adulterated drugs. But the bill would make it so the providers would not be subject to the penalties provided in law for prescribing such drugs. The law also includes provisions that the Department of Financial and Professional Regulation cannot revoke or suspend the ability to practice medicine from a slew of medical professions based solely on the person's license, registration, or permit status. Speaking in opposition to the bill, Representative Bill Hauter of Morton, a practicing physician, said it was dangerous to base a drug's safety on a World Health Organization recommendation. "It's not just for a small amount of drugs here," he said. "It's for all the drugs." Representative Jackie Haas from Kankakee also voiced concerns about whether insurance companies and Medicaid would cover non-FDA-approved drugs when they're prescribed to patients. The bill language does not touch on the formula for Medicaid or any requirements about what insurance companies must cover. However, Medicaid is required to cover the cost of any FDA-approved drug. This bill passed the House 76-39, and it cleared the Senate 38-19, and it now awaits the governor's signature. Another item addressed by the General Assembly involves automatic university enrollment. If signed by the governor, this bill would mandate that high school seniors and community college students automatically be offered enrollment to all state schools for which their grade point averages qualify them. The bill does not change universities and colleges' GPA standards, that's grade point average standards, or admission requirements. Schools can revoke a student's automatic admission if, after reaching out to the student, they discover that they don't meet other eligibility requirements. The main sponsor of House Bill 3522, Katie Stewart of Edwardsville, said that the state wants to encourage students not to leave Illinois for other institutions. "Every student who is what we, and I don't love this term, but what we call college material, for lack of a better term, knows the opportunities that they have in higher education in the state of Illinois," Stewart said. "If it becomes law, the Illinois Board of Higher Education and the Illinois Community College Board would start the program during the 2027-28 school year." This bill passed the House by a vote of 103-10. Next on the agenda was a foster placement issue to exclude traffickers. A bill clarifying that the Department of Children and Family Services cannot place children in a household with anyone who has a history of human trafficking or sex trafficking. This bill is one step away from becoming law as well. House Bill 871 cleared both chambers without opposition. Its chief sponsor, Amy Briel of Ottawa, said it was brought forward because of an incident in her district. However, House Republicans pointed out that a bill with the same intention, House Bill 4095, was introduced in a previous General Assembly by their party. Their draft came after a report was published by CBS News Chicago about DCFS placing a 16-year-old sex trafficking victim with a 24-year-old man with sex trafficking charges. While the current bill and previous bill were similar, the previous bill would have amended one law. Brielle's bill would amend two laws, the Child Care Act of 1969 and the Children and Family Services Act. Representative Steve Reek from Woodstock and the old bill's sponsor, Representative Tom Weber from Lake Villa, called everyone to vote yes for the bill despite criticisms towards the Democrats. "This bill could have been passed 2 years ago," Reek said, "and I'm wondering how many kids that this bill could have helped keep them out of bad situations." Now we move on to some community news and notes, starting with the Philo Library's weekly report. School's out, they say, and programs at the Philo Library are ready to begin. Here's what's happening in the first half of June. We'll be adding a reading program and other events in June and continuing into July, so keep watching this column for opportunities to participate in the fun things happening at the Philo Library. On today, Wednesday, June 4th, from 1 to 2 p.m., Micro Marvels will be presented, the Champaign County Forest Preserve Program. It's interactive and hands-on, and everybody is welcome. That's today, Wednesday, June 4th, from 1 to 2 p.m. Next Monday, June 9th, we'll have Read with the Dogs from 12:30 to 1:15. This is at the Philo Library. Children can bring a book from home or use one of ours to read aloud to Sterling or Silver, who are both service dogs. Siblings can sit with the group on the floor and enjoy the canine company and listen to the stories. You will also learn about service dogs, and there may be some photo ops with these real live service dogs. Next Wednesday, June 11th, from 1 to 2 p.m., we'll be having Scaly Encounters at the Philo Library. This program is presented by the Champaign County Forest Preserve. This is its second interactive, hands-on program for all ages. This time, they'll be discussing and presenting real live reptiles and amphibians native to our area of Illinois. Then the following Monday, June 16th, from 10:30 a.m., we'll have a puppet workshop for kindergarten through third graders. The library's favorite puppet lady, Ann Newman, will bring her bag of tricks for the kids to use to create a hand puppet that they can take home. She has a multitude of things that can be used to create a unique puppet, whether it's an alien, a beautiful princess, an animal, or a superhero, to name just a few possibilities. The sky's the limit as to what the kids can create, so please call the Philo Library to register for this program. Also on Monday, June 16th, at 1 p.m., there'll be a puppet workshop for fourth graders and up. This group will make a pool noodle puppet and possibly a hand puppet as well, depending on the time. There's much more coming to the Philo Library this June and beyond. A summer reading program will begin, and you can pick up your reading sheets at the front desk. We have other fun events that we'll tell you about in next week's column. In the meantime, everyone at the Philo Library hopes to see you at any of these great programs, and they're all available for you in the first half of June. And remember, thanks for reading. The Tolono Library also has some fun activities to report. Their summer reading kickoff party was a huge success. The program runs all summer long. You can just go to the Tolono Library website and look for the summer reading info. You can scan the QR code and walk through the steps. Our program is all online this year. You can also stop by the library at any time to sign up with one of our staff members. On Saturday, June 7th, we'll be having Fun with Fossils from 1 to 2 p.m. The Museum of the Grand Prairie will be at the Tolono Library to teach about artifacts and fossils. Lessons will conclude with a fossil dig. Registration is required, so do contact the Philo Library. Then a few days later, on Tuesday, June 10th, we will have Kids Bingo from 10 to 11 a.m. The month of June will have tons of events here at the Tolono Library. We have youth painting classes, Lord of the Rings trivia, coffee talk, summer Saturdays in the park, kids' story time, and much more. As always, please check out the Tolono Library Facebook page and website for all the information on our upcoming summer events. Next up, we have the Sydney Scoop, courtesy of our correspondent, Ann Roten. The Monday, June 2nd, regular monthly meeting of the Village of Sydney Board of Trustees was postponed to Wednesday, June 4th, which is today, at 7 p.m. in the Sydney Community Building Meeting Room, located at 211 East Main Street in Sydney. Look for your correspondence, June 4th, Village of Sydney Board of Trustees meeting coverage, which will be published in next week's edition of the paper. The Sydney American Legion Post 433 held their next monthly meeting at the Post Home, located at 221 South David Street in downtown Sydney, on Monday, June 16th at 6 p.m. Prospective new members are always welcome and encouraged to attend. All monthly meetings, unless otherwise posted, are held at the Post Home. The Sydney American Legion Post will host the American Legion Department of Illinois Champaign County Council of the American Legion on Thursday, June 26th at 7 p.m. Again, the meeting is at their post home at 221 South David. The election of officers will take place at this meeting. American Legion Department of Illinois Champaign County Council of the American Legion Commander Bob Henderson is taking a second year as commander and will be reelected into office at that meeting. The Eastern Illinois Food Bank Foodmobile travels to Sydney every month to serve those in need of food assistance. They park the Foodmobile at the Sydney Community Building parking lot, located at 211 East Main Street in Sydney. The Foodmobile is at this location the first Tuesday of every month from 12:30 to 1 p.m. The next Tuesday that they will be in town is Tuesday, July 1st, and folks can visit the food bank website at eifoodbank.org for more information. The Friday, July 25th, and Saturday, July 26th, Sydney Fun Days is fast approaching. Watch for more information published in future columns as the event approaches. And from Ann Roten, she wishes you a wonderful week. If you or your organization have news items you want to have published, drop a line to Ann at P.O. Box 491 in Sydney, or you may call her at 217-688-2812 during business hours. Don't hesitate to leave a message if there's no answer. News items must be turned in by 10 a.m. each Friday to be published in the following week's Southern Champaign County Today paper. Items submitted after the deadline will be published in the following week's column. And now we turn our eyes to the night sky with Dr. David Leake's weekly column. Dr. Leake is the retired director of the Starkel Planetarium at Parkland College and co-founder of the Champaign-Urbana Astronomical Society. This column will cover activity in the sky starting today, June 4th, up to the end of the week, June 10th. We begin the month of June with the planets Mercury, Jupiter, and Mars in the evening sky. The first two will be tough to see, as they are low in the northwest. Mercury passes Jupiter by just 2 degrees on Sunday evening, but you'll have to have an unobstructed horizon to see the pair. Though Mercury's greatest separation from the Sun occurs on July 3rd, it reaches its highest altitude above the horizon on and around June 24th. This is the second best view of Mercury, and it won't be as good as March, but it will be far better than the one we had this past fall. Mercury won't gain much altitude through the fourth week of June, but seems to drift closer to due west. The crescent moon is just to the right of the planet on the evening of the 26th. By the end of the month, Mercury will be headed back towards the brilliance of the sun, and we'll focus on Mars next week. And now we talk about Rocket Nation with our correspondent, Diane Ducey. And she begins her column with Welcome to June, Here We Go. I had the pleasure of taking Skeeter the Clown to local daycare and media stops on Friday, May 30th. I smiled, sang, and laughed with the kids as we learned about the American circus being 232 years old and the different types of whistles and stunts performed back in the day. When the big top tent rises up on Saturday, June 7th at the 9:30 a.m. in the morning at Eastside Park, there's a little program about what attendees can see at the 2 o'clock and 4:30 p.m. performances. Early tickets are on sale through Friday, June 6th at Trackside, across from the American Legion Post Office. They're also available at Absolute Style Salon, off Route 45, Monocle's Pizza and Card Forum, across from the Tolono Library. Skeeter was happy to visit local libraries and provide some free passes to the Culpeper and Merriweather Circus for participants who are getting involved in the summer reading programs. She had a few books that she suggested, including the story of the first strong woman and how Simone, the trapeze artist, will also be doing some heavy lifting as a sideshow in Tolono. If you walk up to the gate to get your tickets, adult tickets are $16, and kids under 12 years old and seniors over 65 will pay $9. Coloring sheets were handed out and available at the libraries in Philo and Tolono, so when you bring those to the show, you could win a circus prize. It's a unique fundraiser for Tolono Fun Day and the festival taking place June 27th and 28th. Please reach out now to learn about volunteer shifts that can be 2 to 4 hours long, or to sign up for the Tolono Twilight Trek 5K by the Scout Cabin on Friday night, June 27th at 6 p.m. Committee members are giving people until June 10th to sign up to be able to get their shirts, and coordinators need to have a certain number of participants to make the effort worth it. So please go to TolonoFundays.org, that's all one word, TolonoFundays.org, and register soon and tell your friends as well. Wish All Trucking is sponsoring our golf cart parade at 8 p.m. on the 5K route over by the Scout Cabin and the west side of town. We're excited that the Village of Tolono contributed to make the zip line, extreme air bounce pad, and rock climbing wall available on both days of Tolono Fun Days. The helicopter rides will be at Eastside Park in the afternoon of June 28th. That's for $40 per rider, up to 3 riders at a time, with free golf cart shuttle rides to get you to and from one park to the other. Arbor Rose is bringing on the cakewalk, or the treat walk, after the kitty tractor pull from Martin Equipment. Sign-ups begin at 12:30, and the pull happens at 1 p.m. on the Big Diamond. The Saturday parade, brought to you by Casey's, is at 11 a.m. Speaking of Saturday, June 7th, fundraisers, my son Aiden was diagnosed with autism at the age of 3, and we reached out to our community for support. This is a personal item from Ann Roten. That's why we really like going to the CU Autism Network Walk and Resource Fair at the Champaign County Fairgrounds from 11 to 1:30. And bring extra funds for the item auctions, which will be given away before the walk starts off at 1:15 p.m. After 5 p.m., there's bingo at the Elks Club behind Old Orchard. There will be 10 games with jackpots ranging from $50 to $200. Registration fee is $30, $5 more if you need a dauber. It's a cash bar, and you can buy dinner at the Jurassic Eats food truck before the games begin at 6 p.m. This concludes our reading of the June 4th edition of Southern Champaign County Today. My name is Lori Talkington for the Illinois Radio Reader, and I invite you to join us again next week.